I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, enjoying family, friends, and gorgeous Thanksgiving colors in the area. This coming weekend is the Aurelia Jazz Festival, being produced, for the first time, by Arts Aurelia, with support from the Aurelia Opera House. It's wonderful news that Arts Aurelia took this festival on. It's a great initiative, but certainly a lot of work for the volunteer committee that previously produced it. Arts Aurelia has organized a fantastic lineup for this three-day festival, with main stage acts being showcased at the Aurelia Opera House, and other musical acts at several Aurelia restaurants and cafes, Friday at 7:30 p.m. The festival kicks off with Trinity, Music, Dance, and You. This is music by the Thompson Egbo Egbo Trio with choreography by Vicky Street Dennis. Enjoy lots of interpretations of traditional and modern pop music by Thompson, with Jeff Halichuk on drums and Randall Hall on bass, along with five dancers to add to the mix. Saturday night, the Jazz Fest continues with Copacabana, performed by Brassworks with special guests, youth musicians from Aurelia. Brassworks is a team of fantastic local musicians and music teachers who perform as volunteers as a service to music, youth, and the Jazz Festival. This will be a great evening of big band music, and I bet you will recognize some of the musicians on stage. Sunday at 2 p.m. The headline acts at the Aurelia Opera House finish off with Lance Anderson's show, Take 5, Dave Brubeck, Words and Music. Lance will be joined by Vern Dorge on alto sax, Terry Clark on drums, and Neil Swainson on bass. We all know the high caliber of performance this will be. Tickets for all the headlining acts are available through the Aurelia Opera House box office, at 705-326-8011 or www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. If you want to enjoy the Aurelia Jazz Festival in a different way, there are many musicians playing at different food venues during the festival, as well. There is no cover, but, of course, you would be expected to enjoy a meal during the music. Participating restaurants, cafes are Couchiching Craft Brewing Company, Lot 88, Picnic, Lake Country Grill, and Apple Annie's Cafe. Participating musicians include the Chris Robinson, Will Davis Duo, Barb Jordan and Peter Hill, Joe Adamic, Taggart Trio, and the Phoenix Jazz Quintet. For the full lineup of restaurant shows, click here. It's going to be a great weekend of music for all lovers of jazz. Mariposa Arts Theaters, MAT, annual general meeting is coming up on October 18th and you can attend either via Zoom or in person. Click here for all the deets and to get signed up. Speaking of MAT, do you have your tickets for its production of Richard O'Brien's The Rocky Horror Show yet? The show is running in November at the Aurelia Opera House and there is no doubt it will be a sellout, with a stellar cast and the incredible quality MAT is known for. Get your tickets today here. Speaking of the Aurelia Opera House, there is a lot coming up in the fall lineup, notwithstanding the Aurelia Jazz Festival and the Rocky Horror Show. October 21st, check out the film premiere of The Ace and the Scout, about Billy Bishop. October 22nd, it's We Walk the Line, a tribute to Johnny Cash and June Carter. October 23 at 2:30 p.m., the Aurelia Silver Band presents its fall concert, Folk Festival, exploring folk music from around the world. October 27, Dwayne Gretzky takes to the stage, performing classic hits you want to hear. And October 28, Second City will make you laugh with the show Best Friggin' Time. Proceeds go to the Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital Foundation. The Aurelia Concert Band is fundraising for Information Aurelia in its fall concert October 22 at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Center. Special guests are the Aurelia Big Band, previously the Aurelia Little Big Band, and Autumn DeBasage, and the music apparently covers Bach to Bacharach. Admission is by donation, $15 suggested. Don't forget the next History Speakers Series, on the Dieppe Raid, with Jane Poulton Turvey, October 19 at 7 p.m. via Zoom. To register for this free informative talk, email visitors at aureliamuseum.org. Also don't forget the special Aurelia Youth Center concert with Sammy and Sky Wallace October 28 at Creative Nomad Studios. For tickets, click here. If you are an artist, the City of Aurelia still has a call-out for submissions for the Stack Gallery at the Aurelia Recreation Center. More information and an application form are here. Finally, the Aurelia Regional Arts and Heritage Awards nominations are now open, but not for long. Nominate a special person, place or event in arts or heritage before the deadline of October 21. The nomination process is all online and is fairly simple. To see the nomination categories and the nomination portal, click here. Have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.